through September of this year, we've had 45 heroin deaths in St. Louis County. During the same time period last year, we had had 55 heroin deaths. So we have seen I call it a significant reduction, but still way too many heroin deaths.
Are they still in the same age range, mid-20 white men?
No, as a matter of fact, that's one of the most revealing pieces of 2012. It's still white males are the primary victims of heroin, but the age has crept up significantly. We were in the age 25 range for the average for last year at this time. Now we're closer to 45 this year. That's the most interesting piece of the statistics that we've seen.
When we spoke last, you talked about attacking the heroin problem in three ways, one of which is enforcement.
Correct.
And advocating for leniency on people who are arrested for drug-related crimes in exchange for them giving information about their suppliers. Has that strategy yielded any arrests?
Absolutely. Dozens, I would tell you, dozens of arrests. We now interview everyone that we deal with on the street that's involved in the heroin trade. So if we arrest a shoplifter at the Walmart in Fenton and we find out that they're shoplifting to support their heroin habit, a detective from our drug enforcement unit will do a detailed interview with them to find out where they're getting their supply. Now, I will tell you that many of them are cooperative because nobody that I know of that I've ever met that's a heroin addict wants to be a heroin addict. And they think that if we can help shut down the supplier, that will help them beat their habit. The other thing that we also do as part of that three-pronged approach during our enforcement is we do our education piece with the addict. We talk to them about treatment and where they can go and the resources that are available to them to help beat this.
You brought up treatment. The addiction specialists that I've spoken to have talked about prescription painkillers being the culprit, the
Correct.
Reason why heroin is so out of control now.
Right.
What are you doing to make sure that painkillers don't get into the wrong hands?
Every heroin addict I've talked to will tell you that they started with prescription pain meds, the opiates, the hydrocodones, the Vicodins, those type of prescription pain meds. The problem is those have become so expensive they can't afford them anymore, so they switch to cheaper heroin. So one of the things that we're doing is we're working with our federal partners at DEA and our municipal partners in county government, and we've talked a lot about trying to get Missouri to join the rest of the country because we're the only state that still doesn't have a prescription drug monitoring program. And if we could ever get that enacted in Missouri, I think it will significantly reduce the number of people that are able to get their hands on illicit narcotics and then become addicted.
Who is selling heroin? Is there a profile of the person that's selling heroin to kids?
Not really. It could be anybody from a college student who's trying to make some money to a person on a street corner in North St. Louis or North St. Louis County that has really kind of a cafeteria style. What do you need? What do you want?
And while heroin deaths are down in the county, they seem to be on the rise in other counties in Missouri. Is this problem just simply spreading, or are these dealers kind of moving out into other areas of Missouri?
We are the only county in the region where heroin deaths are down, and heroin overdose cases are down. All the other ones are up. I really like to think it's got something to do, a lot to do with the education campaign that we've had.